Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Joseph, Samson, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Peter and John, Paul and Silas. What do all these figures from the Bible have in common? Answer: they were all imprisoned at some point. This seems to be a recurring theme in the Bible. God's people keep ending up behind bars, chained up. By the time the Apostle Paul wrote this letter, he'd been in prison numerous times. But Paul isn't worried about his chains. Yes, the gospel message of Jesus' resurrection had put him in chains, but the gospel freedom he had in Christ was greater than his chains. Paul knew that even though he was chained up, God's word was not chained, and it never would be. Followers of Christ can be imprisoned and chained up, but God's gracious promises can't be snuffed out or chained up. His word will never pass away. In fact, God's word has always tended to spread even faster when his followers were persecuted. Imprisonment of God's people may be a recurring theme in the Bible, but so is the theme of freeing the captives. Jesus spoke these words from Isaiah chapter 61 in Nazareth: "The Lord has anointed me to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." Freeing prisoners and breaking chains are the Savior's specialty. It's what he came for. The world will never be able to chain up his word of the gospel. So no matter what you're facing right now, or what situations leave you feeling imprisoned by sin or despair, remember that God's word is not chained, and the gospel of Jesus has the power to break you free of your chains too. Chain-breaking Lord, I thank you for proclaiming freedom for me and releasing me from the dungeon of darkness and sin by your word of grace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.